As I told you guys last night, it was a great day yesterday. We felt like we got a great player to add to this football family here at the Raider Nation. We feel very fortunate to have a player of Khalil's caliber, and we welcome him to this Raider football family. And I ask you guys to welcome him also. I would like to also point out that Mr. and Ms. Mack are here in the audience tonight. So please say hello and congratulate them also. All right, we will open this to questions right now.
I was reading that you didn't play football until your junior year of high school. What was the holdup there?
The holdup just happened to play in my favor. I didn't play because I had an injury my sophomore year. But even then, I was a basketball guy, and I didn't play until my junior year, my spring. My coach came to my classroom and picked me out of class, and I've been playing football ever since.
Khalil, at what point was the NFL a dream or something else in your thought process?
I mean, ever since I started playing Pop Warner football, you see guys like Donovan McNabb, and I wore number 5 when I played for the Eagles in Fort Pierce, Florida. And it was a dream then, just thinking that I could possibly play football and make it a career. And I'm here now talking to you all.
Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. The first time you set foot in Buffalo after being in Fort Pierce, Florida, what was that transition like for you?
You say the first time?
So when you wind up in Buffalo, imagine Fort Pierce, Florida, and Buffalo could not be more different.
No.
The first time you went through a winter, you know, did you feel like coming home? I mean, what was that whole process like?
Oh, you get a little homesick, man. Being up in Buffalo, I believe it was October, and it was like 50 degrees, and I saw people walking around in shorts and tank tops, and I was confused. And it just so happened I had on the thickest jacket that I ever could have, and everybody was looking at me like I was crazy. But it was a transition, but I got used to it. After a while, I was walking around in tank top and shorts in 50-degree weather, and now I'm on the West Coast, so it should be fun.
Khalil, did you say yesterday that you had never been to the Bay Area before? Is that correct?
I've never been.
Have you been to California, like L.A.,
California
at all?
Never been to California.
I'm going to start moving eastward. Las Vegas, Texas?
Texas. That was a visit.
So does that make you anxious in any way? Are you excited to see a different part of the country?
No doubt. I'm excited, man. I know it's different, and I'm looking forward to being here.
Khalil, just how much interaction have you had so far with Jason Tarver, and what sort of impressions do you have with him as a defensive coordinator? Did you meet with him?
Oh, no doubt. He was one of the first person I shook hands with outside, and he seems energetic and ready for me to be a part of his defense, and I'm ready to be part of the defense as well.
Did you meet with him and interview him before the draft process?
I mean, even then, we probably had an interview at the combine or something like that, but no, not too much talking, but even then, I'm excited to see what's going to take place.
Well, there's a couple of pretty good quarterbacks in this division. Have you looked at that and said, you know, I'm going to be playing against the Peyton Manning twice. I'm going to be playing against Philip Rivers twice. I mean, you've got some pretty big targets in front of you now.
No doubt. I can't wait. I want to go out there and play against some of the best. And in order to get to that point, I still have to put in a lot of work, and I'm ready to do that.
Levi Damian from SB Nation. Have you, first of all, have you met any of your teammates yet? And what has your experience been like since you arrived here today?
I haven't met anyone yet. Got a few text messages here and there, but everyone has been nothing but, you know what I mean? The best as far as letting me know what's going on and just interacting with me and my family and showing nothing but love to us. And it's been fun.
Hi, Khalil, congratulations. You've been noted as a versatile player, but where do you think you have the biggest room for improvement, or maybe the first thing that you focus in on as you make the transition to a pro?
That's the thing. Coming to a professional level, I know guys are going to be just as talented, if not more talented than I am. And so there's certain things that you have to do as a football player to make sure you play fundamentally sound and use the right technique and play with your hands and do it every day and do it every time you go out on the field and be consistent. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing. I'm looking forward to being more consistent as a football player and getting better, man, working with some of the better veteran guys in the NFL, and I'm excited.
Yesterday you were asked if you believe that you were the best defender in this draft, and you said, yeah. What gives you that confidence?
Confidence, just because you know deep down you're a competitor. You don't want to lose. You want to be the best, and that's me, and that's the way I've always thought. Partly because of my father, he's a prideful, competitive guy, and he doesn't like to lose, and I don't like to lose. So you rarely would see me get beat up in any sense of the game as far as football, because I don't like to lose. If I get beat once, you won't beat me again.
How would you describe this, the pre-draft process? Do you try to figure out where you're going to go? Do you guess, like, which meeting went well, or how'd that go for you?
That's the thing. I kept an open mind. I felt like certain meetings went well and certain meetings went better than others. But even then, you can't really call it. It's kind of like you got to keep it mellow and just figure out what's going to happen after it's done. You know, now that I'm here, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. The combine our combine meeting was very funny, man, and just so happened I'm here, and I'm excited.
Where do you feel like you grew the most during your senior season? Your draft stock obviously, you know, elevated pretty high, and your stats were very good. Like, where do you feel like you grew the most as a football player in that final year?
I knew coming into my senior year that I wanted to dominate, just because of the fact that I was a fifth-year senior in Buffalo, and I knew that I had to go out and dominate every game to show that I could play at a high level, regardless of the SEC conference guys and the Big Ten and Big 12 conference guys. I knew that I had to go out and then show my dominance as a man. And now that I'm talking to you, I feel like I've done that, and that's over, but I have to go out and do it again.
Well, your record on forced fumbles tops in the NCAA. Is that something you would attempt to do, or is it just that you attack the court? How does that happen, that you've got 16 unforced or forced fumbles?
It's called being consistent and knowing, going in to the preparation, going out to practice. Coach Lou Tepper, we practice stripping the ball every day. Even my coach before him, Coach William Inch, we go out and we practice taking the ball away. And even Coach Jappy Oliver, we go out and we practice stripping the ball from the quarterbacks. And that's the first thing you think about that's the first thing I think about as a football player. If I see the ball, I can hit the guy as hard as you can hit the guy as hard as you want, but if the ball doesn't come out, it's not going to affect the game. And I wanted to affect the game in any way I could, so I try to get the ball every chance I got.
Coach Allen yesterday talked about what an impact he expects you to have on the defense pretty much right away. And right at the beginning of this press conference, Reggie used the word great in describing you. And I don't think he's thrown that word around too many times since we've known him in a couple of years. I'm curious what you expect from yourself when they expect so much of you.
That's the thing. You can say what everyone expects, but I'm a football player, man. I want to go out and play football to the best of my ability, and when I do that, I feel like I can be impactful, whether it's making tackles for losses, whether it's just disrupting the passer. I want to be effective, and that's the way that I play.
Hey, Khalil, I guess there's a lot of talk about how that first meeting with Reggie at the combine went, where I guess you said one of your earliest football memories was watching Tampa Bay beat up on somebody in the Super Bowl. How did that conversation go with Reggie as far as learning the history tradition of this team? And also, have you chosen a number yet, or is that too soon?
That's the thing. From that aspect, I didn't think it would go well. Saying that they got beat up by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, man, I was like, "Whoa, I'm in the wrong." They were like, "No, you're in the wrong room," and everyone started laughing. But yeah, man, just that speaks for what type of people they are in this building, man. Great people, some of the best, and I'm glad to be a part of this great organization. And as far as the number goes, I feel like I'm sort of leaning towards 52. If that's not too soon.
It can't come soon enough.
I know your mother convinced you to stay back for your senior year, and obviously your stock rose, and now you're first rounder. Have there been any I told you so's? And she's like, you know, mama knows right.
I mean, she knows she's right. So it hasn't been no I told you so's. She's a very humble and wise person, and I'm glad that I took that and ran with it.
A lot has been made of the fact that you picked the number 46 because that was the grade that they gave you coming out of high school. Something like that shows, you know, they kind of chip on your shoulders. They like to say that the fire to be the best. What feeling did you get from the Raiders that was because that's something that they've really been focused in on when it comes to the guys that they've signed is this, you know, prove it to everybody that they're the best. What feeling did you get that was an emphasis? And Reggie, you can chime in on this as well if you like.
When you say about the 46 overall?
Yeah, about what that says about you as a person, as a player, that you had that fire, that need to prove everyone wrong, that chip on your shoulder.
No doubt. It's a fire there anyway, man. I'm a competitive guy, but even then, just knowing that yeah, that 46 really hurt at the time, being a freshman, coming into your redshirt freshman year. You had guys that, I mean, really cared about those stats and all those different things on the NCAA game. And I wanted to just go out and prove that I can be effective in any way of the game. You could say numbers and that 46 overall, it was just a sign for me to keep the number that I had at the time, which was number 46. But even then, I wanted to just go out and play football and help my team in any way I could. And that's the way that I think. But, yeah, that's the way that that's it.
Well, you know, you're talking about as far as playing the type of players, the attitude of playing with a chip on your shoulder. I mean, when you watch Khalil play, he plays the game like it's supposed to be played. He plays hard. He plays physical. And he goes from snap to whistle, you know. And you can call it a chip on your shoulder, or you can just call it being a football player. That's the way he plays. And that's the kind of players we want to bring in to our football team, into that locker room. We want to surround not only the Justin Tucks and the Marcells, Reese's, and Khalil Max. We want all those type players. They all know what they're there for. They all on the same page. You know, we want football players in that locker room. In every sense.
Reggie, do you see Khalil playing special teams this year, or would you prefer that he focus on linebacker?
You know, first I'm going to let the coaches put him wherever they want to, but we will first focus on his play on defense, and I'm sure he's going to play on a couple special teams and help that way. You know, starters do play special teams because we want our special teams to be good also. So we want good players on the special teams.
And one for Khalil. I heard your college coach on the radio today saying you're a pretty good guitar player and singer. I'm wondering what's the preferred genre, and when are we going to get to hear a dose of that?
Oh, man, I'm all over the place when it comes to genres. But I play a little Jason Mraz here and there in a little Hotel California. But other than that, those are probably the only two songs I know. So you might hear some, you might not. Don't depend on me being good because it might surprise you, but yeah, I try.
After you had that meeting at the Combine that started off rocky, but then you thought you made some sort of connection, it sounds like, during that meeting. Were you surprised when they didn't bring you out? Did you think about, wow, I didn't get invited out to, That's to Alameda.
That's what I said. I didn't get an invite or nothing. But it just shows you how this process is, man. I'm glad to be here. Glad to finally be here.
Reggie, was that just a case of we know everything we've got to know?
Yeah. We knew everything. I went out there to for the pro day, mm-hmm. talked to a lot of people, and talked to Khalil a little bit afterwards. His agent was there, talked to him a whole lot. But I never let my show my cards, so to speak.
Khalil, you mentioned the number 52. Is that just because you like the number, or is there something more behind it?
There's a little something more behind it, but yeah.
Any more questions, guys?
That means he wasn't going to tell you. You guys are something else.
Okay, thank you guys.
I like it.